First, let's take a look at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel addresses need to transform audiovisual production.
Council of Ministers visits province of Artemisa.
Palestinian president dismisses Trump's plan as a conspiracy.
Accusations of corruption in Bolivia designed to curb Luis Arce's candidacy for president.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel headed a meeting on Wednesday to evaluate the transformations of audiovisual production required to meet the needs of Cuban society. On hand at the event were representatives of the Ministry of Culture, the Cuban Radio and Television Institute, ICRT, the Cuban Film Institute, and the mass media. The meeting was a follow-up on the agreements of the 9th UNIAC Congress held last June, and it complemented a first meeting in December to reflect on the culture of the audiovisual media. According to Granma newspaper, the president said the goal is to make progress on specific issues and to formulate proposals that will revitalize national audiovisual production and programming, providing a well-conceived foundation for the cultural industry. To this end, he said, permanent commissions on culture, media, and social networks of UNIAC, the National Association of Writers and Artists, will encourage concrete action. Particular emphasis should be given to the digital sphere in light of the identification of young people with new information technologies. Participants noted the potential for more effective collaboration between the ICRT and the Cuban Film Institute in the design of products in which cultural values and entertainment go hand in hand. There was a call to strengthen the Faculty of Audiovisual Media at the University of the Arts and to involve creators and critics in film and television programming. In closing, the President of the Republic proposed having this type of exchange on a regular basis.
Members of the Council of Ministers arrived in the province of Artemisa on Thursday for a governmental visit led by President Miguel Díaz-Canel. It is the third of such visits in January, preceded by those to the provinces of Las Tunas and Santi Spíritus. These tours seek to connect the province's local strategies to a new form of governmental management that is entering its second stage of work. The first ministerial tour of Artemisa, led by Díaz-Canel, took place in October 2018, and it addressed various economic, social, scientific, and academic objectives. With a population of 500,000 inhabitants, Artemisa has a significant agricultural production that allows it to satisfy its own demand and to support the city of Havana.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has adamantly dismissed as a conspiracy Washington's so-called peace plan for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Abbas made the remark as he warned U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the Palestinian people's rights were not for sale. I say to Trump and Netanyahu, Jerusalem is not for sale. All our rights are not for sale. We are not looking for a bargain. And your deal, the conspiracy, will not pass, Abbas said in a televised address in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah. The Palestinian president also declared that the people of Palestine will never accept Trump's proposal. He said, if Jerusalem is not part of a Palestinian state, will we accept a state without Jerusalem? It is impossible for any Palestinian, Muslim, or Christian child to accept this. Therefore, we told them from the beginning, no. Abbas' remarks in Ramallah came after a meeting with Palestinian factions, including the resistance movements of Fatah and Hamas, both of which rejected the plan. Hamas said it would confront Trump's aggressive proposals.
Luis Arce, the presidential candidate of the Movement Towards Socialism, MAS, has denounced that Bolivia's interim government is trying to obstruct his participation in the next elections by filing allegations of corruption against him. People who know me know that I have never stained my hands, My conscience is clear, Arce said, and added that their intention is clear. They don't want me to participate in the elections. On January 21st, prosecutor Heidi Gill announced that that she would expand the investigation into an alleged diversion of resources from the Indigenous Development Fund. In the case, prosecutors are targeting some former officials of President Evo Morales' administration, among whom are former ministers of Economy Luis Arce and former minister of the presidency Juan Ramon Quintana. Arce said he's concerned about the honesty of the upcoming May elections, with members of the Electoral Tribunal having strong links with right-wing parties.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's go back over now to our news with Elena Valverde and Susana Nieves.
Deborah Rivas Saavedra, General Director of the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Investment, told Prensa Latina News Agency the foreign capital is having an impact on the most strategic sectors of the island. Almost 6 years after the approval of the foreign investment law, she added, the Cuban business community is aware of the need for foreign capital for the development of many of its products and services. However, Rivas also noted that it is necessary to continue building awareness among all the actors involved in the foreign investment process, from the entrepreneurs who manage the businesses to the managers who evaluate them. According to Rivas, tourism is the sector that is of most interest to investors, followed by renewable energy, industry, and mining.
The spreading coronavirus has now killed 170 people in China, with more than 7,000 patients infected worldwide. China has locked down more than a dozen cities, essentially placing in quarantine about 50 million people. Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, but some of their family members without U.S. visas have been left behind. According to the reports from London, British Airways has suspended all flights in and out of China. 16 other airlines have either canceled or suspended flights to China.
Israeli Defense Minister Naftali Bennett has called on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to annex over a third of the occupied West Bank, shortly after U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled his so-called Deal of the Century plan on Middle East peace. Yesterday evening, history knocked on our door and granted us a one-time opportunity to apply Israel law on all of the settlements in Judea and Samaria and the Jordan Valley, Bennett stated. The right-wing defense chief called on Netanyahu to quickly annex 30% of the occupied West Bank just hours after the Israeli cabinet voted to delay the matter. It's an opportunity to set the Jordan Valley as Israel's western border. It's an opportunity to define what territory is part of our land, and it's an opportunity to anchor our security for generations, Bennett continued. The far-right minister added that he was opposed to Palestinian statehood and would not recognize this part of Trump's proposal. The remarks by Naftali Bennett, a coalition partner in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing government, led Palestinians to say Trump's plan had given the green light for Israel to formally annex its settlements in the West Bank that it has occupied since the 1967 Middle East War.
The Pentagon says 50 American soldiers have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury following Iran's retaliatory strikes on U.S. bases in Iraq earlier this month, 16 more than the military previously announced. Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Campbell said in a statement on Tuesday that 31 of the 50 were treated in Iraq and returned to duty, including 15 of those diagnosed most recently, according to Campbell. 18 of the total were to Germany for further evaluation and treatment, and one was sent to Kuwait and has since returned to duty, he added. In its previous update, the Pentagon put the number of those injured after the Iranian strikes at 34. On January the 8th, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC, fired volleys of ballistic missiles at Ain al-Assad, a large airbase hosting about 1,500 U.S. troops in the western Iraqi province of Anbar, and another outpost in Erbil, the capital of the semi-autonomous Iraqi Kurdistan. Speaking on the morning following Iran's reciprocal military operation, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that no Americans were harmed in last night's attack. Trump said, "We suffered no casualties, all of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases."
The Houthis movement announced on Wednesday that their forces bombed multiple sites belonging to the Saudi government, including the Aramco oil fields in the kingdom's Jizan province. According to a statement released by the Houthis-affiliated Misiraf TV, the group bombed the Aramco oil fields in Jizan, along with the municipal airports in Jizan and Abha. They also mentioned bombing the Khamis Mushayt base, which is located north of the Yemeni border. This attack by the Houthis on Wednesday was reportedly carried out by their large arsenal of drones and missiles, which they have used against both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates on several occasions in the past. The Saudi Ministry of Defense has yet to comment on this latest attack by the Houthis. However, if the Yemeni group did strike these sites, it will raise questions about the effectiveness of the kingdom's air defenses.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel addresses need to transform audiovisual production.
Council of Ministers visits province of Artemisa.
Palestinian president dismisses Trump's plan as a conspiracy.
Accusations of corruption in Bolivia designed to curb Luis Arce's candidacy for president.